هون لگل اس بی اس رادیو بشی کردینا.
With us today, Gule Akman, a Kurdish surfer and hypnotherapist who lives in Bali. Gule, welcome to SBS Kurdish.
Thank you, Rosa. It's very nice to be here with you.
Thanks so much. Today we'll discuss a range of topics with you. And most importantly, I'd like to discuss hypnotherapy, which is something that you practice. Now, Gule, you are originally from Bakur, North Kurdistan, and lived most of your life in Sweden. But now, why Bali?
Bali came about because I started surfing. I've just recently gotten into surfing and I loved it so much. So I decided to have a year where I just worked and went on surf travels. And through friends, I came to Bali two times in that year. And the second trip, I just realized that I wanted to be in Indonesia, close to the waves, close to the ocean. And it was just going back to Sweden and organizing for that coming year. And then I took the leap of giving it an honest chance to make a life here in Bali. And that was 2012. Yeah.
So you've been living there since then?
Yes.
Would you say you're a local?
I would say this is my home base. And then I moved between here and Sweden mainly. And I guess I'm local to the place, to Bali, yeah. As such. I think this is like the surfer world, where it's who's local and who's not. Yeah, I'm local to the place.
Sure. And have you picked up the language at all?
Yes, I speak Bahasa Indonesian. And I'll be honest, say I don't speak as fluently as I wish. I speak the everyday. When I'm outside of Bali, it comes very easy to speak the language. And in Bali, as everyone speaks English, it just becomes this that you speak a lot of English. But I do speak it, yes.
Excellent. And how would you say the COVID-19 pandemic has affected your lifestyle? I'd imagine you travel quite a bit between there and Sweden.
Yes, I do that normally because I want to go back and visit my family back in Sweden. But it's just literally paled out, I guess, as many others, that feeling it out, seeing what's happening. I'm heading back fairly soon for a visit, since Sweden is also where we have more possibilities of moving between here and there. I haven't gone back since this started, which I had intended, and now just waiting it out a little bit.
So how did you begin surfing, and what was it that attracted you the most to surfing, and how has it improved or affected your lifestyle in general? Also, what level would you say you're at with surfing?
I mean, what attracted me to surfing is I can remember, so I started surfing in my beginning of my 30s, right? Since my 20s, I could remember that I wanted to surf, and Australia was actually like the picture, like you want to go to Australia and surf there.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Yeah. I started in my early 30s, absolute beginner, and also terrified of water. But I always wanted to. I was like, I don't want fear to stop me. So, and coming to Bali was a part of that process. And now just love it. It's daily practice that makes me feel good. It's refreshment. It's an like physical activity. It's a meditative activity. And I just have fun. I mean, it's fun to play. And sometimes you challenge yourself, and sometimes you just go play in the baby waves.
So let's move on to hypnotherapy. Would you call yourself a hypnotherapist, and you have clients that you see and practice it basically?
Yes, to all of that.
Okay, great. Yeah. So if you could tell us a little bit about how it works, and especially for people who have maybe heard of it but never actually experienced it, to see its effectiveness and how it actually works.
Yes. Okay. So hypnotherapy is it's very powerful. It's also one that I find is very misunderstood out there. The picture people have what hypnotherapy is, and I'll put it like this: Hypnotherapy is a difference between what many people know when they hear that, because most people are more accustomed to the stage hypnosis than hypnotherapy. And what hypnotherapy is actually a very natural process. It's a very natural state of mind when we go into the hypnotic state, into hypnosis. This is basically that we go into go entering a hypnotic state. It's moving into that a brainwave state, which is a natural occurrence into our daily lives, and this goes for all of us. And we have like different depths of it. So, you know, when we daydream, that's a form of hypnosis. When we go with our car from point A to B and we don't quite know how we got there, that's a light to hypnosis. When we lose ourselves in a movie or a book and we like, you know, follow with and get emotional with it, that's a form of hypnosis. Going into deep sleep, that is hypnosis too. And it's also when we are in that theta brainwave state, it's communicating and being directly with the subconscious mind. So what we do in hypnotherapy is when I practice with clients, they come and they have an issue that is troubling them in their daily life. So what we do is I guide the client into a hypnotic state, into the theta brainwave state. And when they're there, we together through regression, we find that primary issue to why they're experiencing the problem that they are in the daily life. And we localize the primary cause, the root cause, so to say, to their issue, to their pains in the daily life. And there we worry, we in that process, we create and release an emotion that was stuck there in the original cause of it. We create understanding, we build an empathy, and we are able to release that root issue, the primary cause. And when we do, they come back then to their here and now, to the daily life. And since we have healed the root issue, they are free from this.
Sorry, I'll just interrupt you right there. When you say we do this and we do that, how is it, do you guide the client to that place, as you said? Is it mainly through communication and verbally?
Yes, it is through words and communication with the client. So I guide in words. I don't use, I mean, everyone can do it differently. I personally don't use anything else besides words. Through words, I guide the client into a hypnotic state, taking them deeper to this relaxed levels of being. Through words, I guide them there and to the level that we want them to be. And when they are in that deep state, I continue through communication in word. Words and their feelings, like what comes up. So it's a very in the present moment experience that what they're feeling, the emotion that's coming up after I've guided into this state when they are in hypnosis, whatever that comes up in that process, I mean, through different ways and method, I have to guide them back and bringing out the relevant feeling to the issues that they're experiencing. And there it's basically that their emotions guide us to the primary causes. And then we communicate, continuously communicating in word and through different methods and techniques, we create this communication between me and the client to resolve their issue.
So what would you say is the most common issue that people would come to you for and seek help and therapy?
I mean, at this point, and especially this year, it's a lot of anxiety and a lot of depression. Anxiety and depression is very wide in our societies in general, and even more so with this year. It's really pushed a lot. So anxiety and depression are the most common, I would say, and then we have addictions and relationship issue is also the one. Though those are the most common that people come for.
So the success of this process and this therapy, what would you say it depends on?
It depends on that the client wants to. Of course, it depends on that they want to, and that they want to go into the hypnosis and play in this process. And then it's a matter of finding and healing the root cause issues. Because this is the thing, when we do find the original cause, Because, you know, the anxiety that a person are expressing in a daily life, we don't see, and that's not the sickness, you know. That anxiety has not just come by itself. It's a root cause. It's an
Sure.
original cause that has come and causing. It's just expressing itself as anxiety or as depression or as addiction. So it's a matter of being able to heal the original trigger for it, the original cause, you know. And there can be many aspects sometimes of an issue. It has many roots, if we want to call it that, to get a little bit more visual picture of it. It can be a few of them, but there's often and most likely original root cause. And most often it is from our childhood, and often in the episodes and moments when we have experienced ourselves in neglect, in fear, and not having our emotional needs met in various forms, which builds on in life and later leads, if not taken care of, if not treated, if not healed, processed, then the later on in our life lead and result to heavier symptoms as anxiety, as depression, as addiction, and so forth.
So how would you recommend hypnotherapy to people who might have considered in the past but never quite had been there or had the guts, let's say, to go and actually use it as a therapy to heal? Because let's be honest, I think you mentioned it as well yourself, because some people have different perspectives about this sort of therapy and might also have some sort of fear of losing control of some sort. As we know, this is how it's perceived in the media and in movies, for example.
Yes, that is a very common belief. So with that said, no, it's actually the opposite. Hypnosis, you regain your control. And what do I mean by that? That when you eradicate things in your life that does not serve you, you are in charge of your life. So you regain control in your life. And the main thing, that fear that people often feel, and why maybe limit them to go, what you mentioned, that you believe that you're going to lose control when you're in hypnosis. That's not true. That's like, you know, the movie sells like that, and the stage hypnosis make it, it's more entertaining, right? If we believe that. The thing is, when you enter hypnosis, you always have awareness. It is a form of awareness. It's not that the conscious mind, which we're speaking now, but there's always an awareness. So you don't lose control. It's as if now in our daily life, it's our conscious mind that's driving our bus. And when we go into hypnosis, it's the subconscious mind that come and drive the bus. But the conscious mind is always in the bus. And the conscious mind is that awareness, right? Mm-hmm. It's just like it might go further back in the bus. So no one can control you when you are in hypnosis. You have awareness. And if something during the time when you're in hypnosis, if something alarming happens, you will immediately get out of hypnosis. And you can reject, you know, if there's something that's happening in hypnosis where an idea, an affirmation is given or something, and it does not go with your core beliefs in a way, you can reject that. So you're not in control in someone else's hand where you don't have any power or say in the process of what's happening. You have a different type of awareness and focus from your daily life, but you have awareness and you have the control in your hands in the hypnotic state too.
Well, Gule Akman, thank you so much for your time and for joining SBS Kurdish all the way from Bali, and for telling us all about surfing and your passion for surfing as well as hypnotherapy. We wish you all the very best.
Thank you so much, Rosa. It's been a pleasure to share this with you and everyone.
Like baka, para baka, tebniya khab nifsina. SBS Kurdish sar Facebook bishobina.